By providing your information, you agree to our terms of use and our privacy policy. We use vendors that may also process your information to help provide our services. This site is protected by Ray CAPTCHA Enterprise and the Google Privacy Policy and Terms of Service apply. In his new book, Power Surge, Conglomerate Hollywood and the Studio System's Last Hurrah, film historian Thomas Schatz convincingly argues for 1989-2004 as the last golden age of American filmmaking, a time in which personal expression and corporate imperatives intersected to create some of the greatest movies ever made, from Sex, Lies, and Videotape to The Lord of the Rings. It's probably not entirely a coincidence that the year Schatz denotes as marking the beginning of that golden age, 1989, was also the year that saw Denise Dynovy make her solo producing debut with the release of Heathers. Bold, brilliant, and hilarious, Heathers was the kind of movie Schatz celebrates in his book, a piece of intelligent mainstream escapism that's as accessible as it is provocative. Although Dynovy's budgets would increase as she became a high-profile studio producer on films like Batman Returns, Little Women, both the 1994 and 2019 versions, and Crazy Stupid Love, the guiding principles would remain the same as on Heathers. A producer motivated almost exclusively by her passion and her taste, she says she's only done one movie purely for the fee, though she refuses to say which one that was. Dynovy is remarkably consistent in her ability to shepherd smart and stylish entertainments to the screen with minimal compromises. Dynovy's latest film, Practical Magic 2, marks a return to one of her most beloved films, though not one that was so appreciated when it came out in 1998. The first movie was not successful, and it was actually vilified by critics, Dynovy said. It just did okay at the box office. Dynovy always loved Practical Magic, however, and over the years saw its fan base steadily increase in size until the yearning for a sequel became apparent on social media. It started to hit a crescendo 4 or 5 years ago, Dynovy said. Sandy Bullock and Nicole Kidman would be on the red carpet, and fans would ask them all the time, "When are you going to do Practical Magic 2?" Although Dynovy thought it was a pipe dream to imagine getting the stars back together for a follow-up, she eventually found both Bullock and Kidman were open to the idea if they could find something new to say, a problem more or less solved by author Alice Hoffman, who had already written a sequel that Dynovy loved. With Bullock and Kidman on board, Dynovy pitched the project to Warner boss Pam Abdi, who she credits with seeing the potential in a Practical Magic sequel. She is very plugged into the zeitgeist and knew that there was an audience that wanted this movie, Dynovy said. She really educated everybody at Warner's and fought to get the movie made. Dynovy had wanted to make a Practical Magic sequel for years, but at long last its time had come. The result of Abdi's campaigning and Dynovy's tenacity is that rare sequel that improves upon and deepens the impact of the original. In her review, IndieWire's Allison Foreman called it spellbinding and heartbreaking. And it's to the movie's credit that these qualities coexist with more laugh-out-loud moments of physical and verbal comedy than anything else currently in theaters. That kind of genre shifting has always been a hallmark of Dynovy's work, however, going back to her string of memorable collaborations with director Tim Burton, Edward Scissorhands, Batman Returns, Ed Wood, and that audacious 1989 debut with Heathers. At the time she produced Heathers, Dynovy had plenty of production experience working on Canadian tax shelter movies. Many of them were never even released, but a few of them, like David Cronenberg's Scanners, became classics. Working in the Canadian film industry connected Dynovy with producer and executive Robert Rame. And when he took over New World Pictures after Roger Corman sold it in the 1980s, he offered Dynovy a producing deal. It was a period where they wanted young filmmakers, because that's who was going to the movies, Dynovy said. She had become aware of director Michael Lehman thanks to his acclaimed USC student film, Beaver Gets a Boner, and wanted to work with him. And when she discovered Daniel Waters' one-of-a-kind high school comedy, a script so dark that at times it actually seemed to be in favor of teen suicide, or at least murder, she knew she had the right project. Dan was this genius who knew every line of dialogue from every movie ever made, Dynovy said. I went to New World with the script and they said I could have $2 million to make it, which was a nice amount of money if I could get Winona Ryder. So we got Winona Ryder, we didn't know what the heck we were doing, and we made a movie. It was an incredible stroke of luck because it just catapulted me into being a producer. It also led to several key creative relationships for Dynovi. After casting Ryder at the studio's behest, Dynovi hit it off with the actor, and their rapport led to one of Dynovi's key early partnerships. Tim Burton was looking for a producing partner, and he did not want the kinds of young studio execs he was being introduced to, Dynovi said. Winona was really good friends with him from Beetlejuice, so we just had lunch at the Sunset Marquee one day, and that was it. We partnered for many years. When Dynovi worked with Burton on Batman Returns, she brought Waters into the fold as a writer and created another of her sequels that improved upon its predecessor. She later reunited with Waters for his directorial debut, the hilarious and criminally underrated Happy Campers. A summer camp comedy every bit as literate and tasteless as Heather's, it's a movie that should have catapulted Waters to the top ranks of comic writer-directors, but it barely got released, quietly going straight to DVD over a year after its Sundance premiere. That was really heartbreaking, Dynovi said, noting that every time one of her movies fails to find an audience, it feels like a personal rejection. I get very emotionally invested. I don't have 10 movies shooting at the same time and 5 TV series. I'm not that type of producer. I'm usually focused on one or two things, so the rejection is incredibly painful. It's like a broken heart. Halle Berry gave me the best advice, she said. You never know how people are going to receive it. You have to just look at how you experience the process of making it. Berry was the star of Dynovi's most infamous flop at the time of its release, Catwoman. That movie was decimated beyond belief, Dynovi said. It was the kind of movie where people just found it delicious to talk about how bad it was. Dynovi was shocked by the vitriol, and she should have been. Not only is Catwoman not bad, in its visual inventiveness and the exuberance of Barry's performance, it's got more style, heat, and wit than most of the more well-regarded comic book movies that have been released in the years since. That's why I hired Pitoff, a French director, Dynovi said. Because I did not want the movie to be formulaic, but it kind of bit us in the ass that it wasn't formulaic. To Dynovi's surprise, the movie has become embraced in recent years by Gen Z thanks to streaming and TikTok. Young people love it, and they don't care about the 20-year reviews, so you just have to keep in mind that these things live forever, and eventually there are people who do appreciate it. Over the years, Dynovi became known in the industry as someone who not only worked successfully with important directors like Burton and Curtis Hanson, but could help directors on troubled productions. There was a period when Warner Bros. Put me on 5 or 6 movies to help out, Dynovi said. The famous one was Max Max, Fury Road, which Charlize wrote about in her book. I worked with directors in a very supportive way, and everybody would always say to me, you should direct. But I had 2 kids, and was making so many movies as a producer, I made peace with the fact that I was not a director. Then a director dropped out of Unforgettable, a thriller Dynovi was producing, and a studio executive suggested that Dynovi direct. It was a lower budget movie, the lowest budget movie I had ever made, and I thought, I'm probably never going to have this opportunity again if I don't do this. The movie that resulted, in which Rosario Dawson plays a fiance tormented by her lover's ex-wife, Katherine Heigl, is one of the great unsung suspense films of the 2010s, a movie that tweaks its conventions at every opportunity for a feminist riff on a genre often criticized for its misogyny. I loved directing, and I was proud of my work, Dynovi said. The movie counted Steven Spielberg among its fans and looked like it would lead to more directing work via a project at Amblin. But when that project fell through, Dynovi thought long and hard about where he wanted to allocate her energy. I would have directed again, but I got to a point where I had other projects going as a producer, and I thought, do I want to spend 2 years directing to the exclusion of all these other movies? Dynovi found a way to do both when she began directing episodic television, which allowed her to flex her directorial muscles on shows like Outlander and Ray Donovan without taking years away from producing. I haven't turned my back on directing, she said, though right now her focus is on getting Practical Magic 2 out into the world and hoping it finds the audience it deserves, since it's a project like everything she does that means a lot to her. "Listen, there are all different kinds of producers," Dainovi said. "For me, it's about an emotional experience I want to have. If a movie makes me feel deeply, it's worth all the pain and agony to get it made." A Warner Bros. Release, Practical Magic 2, opens in theaters on September 10. By providing your information, you agree to our terms of use and our privacy policy. We use vendors that may also process your information to help provide our services. This site is protected by RAY CAPTCHA Enterprise, and the Google privacy policy and terms of service apply.